Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard,
and I have a theory.
Oh, hello chickens. I have just watched the first episode of Horror of Fang Rock. Now, I know in the past I've done like intensive recaps on episodes, but I thought for, going forward, I would just watch them and talk about them straight afterwards, which is why I'm here in the Theory Dome, my Doctor Who watching Theory Dome. So, first thoughts, it is as gloriously atmospheric as I remember. I've seen it since I was a child, but when I was a kid, this was one of the spookiest Doctor Who's ever. So the fact that there is, not from the very beginning, because a lot of the Doctor Who's of the time, at the very beginning, you would see POV of an alien, and that's how the episode would start. But this one, we just get some, some business on a lighthouse, just having a chat about the changeover from oil to electricity. It's glorious. And then, then we see there's a meteor falls from the heavens. I'm watching the new Blu-ray version, so there's new special effects on this and a 5.1 surround sound mix, which I do adore. Yeah, I can't even speak English. too spooked out. but yeah, so we get to see like a meteor fall into the ocean, and the young lighthouse attendant Vince, who would be the Robert Pattinson if we were going with the lighthouse movie. Oh my god, has anyone seen it? I kept thinking about it while I was watching this. I'm like, oh, so that's Robert Pattinson, and Ruben would be Willem Dafoe. Anyway, it is quite a film. It's weird and black and white and some, strange business goes on. So at one point, Vince gets on that little, they have them on ships. There's like the tube that you blow into and it goes whew at the other end, and then you have a chat to whoever's at the other end of the tube. So they were called, I'm sure they had like a funny proper name, but people used to refer to that as the blower because you had to blow into it, which is why, older people refer to being on the phone as being on the blower. Because it was like, as if you were at sea, having a chat through the tube you had to blow into. Toot, toot. anyway, I found that out the other week at work. I love that there's a spooky fog theme. Like, as soon as the fog rolls in, it's like, dum, 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 dum. It's quite bonkers. And then the Doctor and Leela turn up, and the Doctor's trying to take Leela to Brighton. I think there was a lot of trying to go to Brighton back in the day. They eventually did get to Brighton. It was the second Romana and K-9 by the time the Doctor got there in at the start of the Leisure Hive. But this is clearly not Brighton. I mean, Leela doesn't know either way, and she's not impressed. And she's wearing like a straw boater and, you know, quite a feminine outfit. Which is, you know, very out of character for her, but obviously the Doctor's made her. Like, just like you have to dress like this for the locals, otherwise they'll freak out. And so, yeah, they go, you know, climb over the rocks, they find the lighthouse, the lights are going off constantly. And I kind of, you know, I love that it's, you know, Reuben gets to go, there's new technology, it doesn't work, electricity, it'll never catch on. So anyway, they get to the lighthouse and there is a spectacularly cute scene. I don't know how something can be spectacularly cute, but that's my vocabulary this week. But it's where Leela's like, oh, I need to get out of these wet clothes. And she just starts undressing in front of Vince, who's like, oh my God, oh no, what's going on? And, like, the look, like, Louise Jameson is so good. The look on her face of, like, oh, what's wrong with him? She's like, oh, your clothes will be fine. He's like, but the men's clothes. And, yeah, whatever. The Doctor puts on a bowler hat, which, of course, is, you know, we've seen the Doctor just adopting hats, like the fairs. It's just the Doctor loves a hat. Also, it means, you know, I don't know if you've seen the novelization of this story, but the book cover is glorious. It's a really beautiful painting of just Tom Baker in a bowler hat. And I do love the Fourth Doctor, just so, like, just taking over a situation and just like, oh, yeah, yeah, I'll just pop into the lighthouse and sort everything out. And Leela's like, are you going to fix the electricity? He goes, well, not without asking first. Speaking of the lighthouse, the weird movie, I was very excited when Vince said he went out and talked to the seals. And I just thought of Robert Pattinson talking to the birds and then freaking out about the seagulls. I don't know if you've seen it. There's quite a disturbing seagull scene. I wouldn't advise it if you were under a certain age. It becomes, it gets out of control fairly early on. But yeah, sometimes like the fog special effects, I wasn't loving because it's done via kind of green screeny stuff where there's, you know, curly hair doesn't work with that kind of background. Like it's almost like when they cast Tom Baker, they hadn't even thought about what it was going to look like when they had someone standing in front of a green screen. I guess that tells you a lot that they were more interested back then in who the actor was and whether they were good for the part, as opposed to nowadays where it's like, do they fit into the superhero costume? Like, are we going to be able to winch them up with wires and, you know, skills be damned. I don't know if you've watched the TV series Barry, but there is a fascinating scene like down the end of the fourth season, I think it is. Maybe it's the third. Anyway, it's where Sally, who has been an amazing actor, is asked to, like, she gives kind of like a performance for basically a very tall woman who has very few skills. And that woman copies her performance to be in a superhero movie. And it's, it becomes that thing of like, oh, we need someone that looks like that, but is also talented. So she just is kind of like on hand to do the acting part while someone who looks right for the part has to just kind of copy her. It's a weird situation. And I feel like a lot of, you know, performances now are kind of constructed out of what would work best for the special effects, what would work best for, you know, the way things look. And maybe they aren't getting the best actors for these things because people who would be good in those roles maybe don't look the way the studio or the toy makers think that they should look. So you're getting some very strange kind of performances. Anyway, it's just, I don't know, you know, I'm not saying there's any right or wrong about it. It just is a weird thing, because if the technicians had their way with Doctor Who back in the day, there's no way they would have cast Tom Baker, because his hair's too curly and you can't do the green screen through it. It looks weird. But he's amazing. Like, he's just, you know, there had been three incredible actors playing the Doctor up to now, and then he turns up and it's like, what is this? This is, like, berserk. Like, this is an intense and wonderful and very different performance. I mean, the fact that I grew up with Tom Baker means I'm completely besotted with him as the Doctor. And, you know, I've always believed he is the Doctor in my head. And everyone else is just a version of him. Anyway, I love that Leela was eating with a knife. She's always eating with the wrong utensils, because she's from a tribe of people who never learned how to use knives and forks properly. that's just how that works. And yeah, the ending where the ship crashes, it seems to take way too long. And then the episode ends and you're like, oh, is that really a cliffhanger? Like, the light went out three times, but surely the next thing that happens is a ship comes like this. I also did love that the Doctor explains to Leela what a foghorn is, how a lighthouse works. Like, so we're kind of learning as well, like, if you had no idea, which I didn't as a kid. Like, you know, it's children's television. You can teach them things through drama. It's exciting. All right, we'll continue the horror of Fang Rock in the next episode.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.